Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can watch a video, you can subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask you a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our new friend, John Coupland, who is the author of Accelerate Your Social Media. It's a new book on social media. John's paid his dues. He's got the street cred on this topic, having been part of the e-business world for since the beginning, really. John, welcome back to the show. Thanks again for hanging out with me, and congratulations on the book. Tell the audience where they can find the book.
Thanks, Jim. It's basically a website's being launched for the book, and it's the URL, the website address is live anyway. That takes you to Amazon. It's Accelerate Your Social Media.
All right.
But for our main business, we're networkerplus.net.
Networkerplus.net. Okay, or accelerateyoursocialmedia.com. Okay, that's the new website coming up. And that's the title of the book, folks. It's available, I guess, John, wherever books are sold.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the main thing is it's on Amazon in paperback at the moment. The Kindle version is going to be coming out in a couple of weeks or so.
Right, exactly. So, and if you're in America, folks, when you open the book, there's a graphic on the inside that you're going to want to look at. And all I'm going to say to you is, what's wrong with this picture? That'll make you want to get the book and open it up and look inside. I'm not going to tell you what it's all about. Just look at on the table of contents. Look at it and then ask yourself, what's wrong with this picture? Okay, John, let's talk about social media. What's the next step? How do we get a small business owner? How do we get their attention to help them realize that even though it's a little unintuitive, it's a little bit out of sync with the way we do business with customers, you know, on a regular basis? How do we get them to believe and understand that this is an imperative for them? It's not an option.
Okay. The first thing is to remember it's about people, not the social media networks. Mm-hmm. It's about engaging with people. So we believe that nothing can beat the face-to-face. You know, when you look at people's whites of their eyes, etc., you can't beat face-to-face communication, okay? And use social media to support that face-to-face. Can I give you a couple of examples,
yes,
Jim? Okay, very briefly, Twitter, for example. What are people tweeting, okay? How can you show an interest in them? Now, social media is a great way to do a bit of research. So, for example, if you're going to a networking event, for example, and you know some regulars tweet quite often, instead of talking about the weather or trivia, when you meet them face-to-face, talk about the tweets that they're sharing, the blogs, mm-hmm, etc., that mm-hmm interest them. People mm-hmm like to talk about themselves. Remember, the famous Dale Carnegie said that?
Right, exactly.
So it's applying that logic to social media.
All right. That makes a lot of sense. But so if you're and this is a good important point, especially if you're trying to meet and get to know a prospect, and you think maybe you'll have a chance to meet them at a face to face gathering at a chamber mixer or whatever it might be, however
Absolutely.
You might be, if you already know a little bit about them, if you've been following them a little bit, then you can sort of say, hey, nice to meet you. I've been wanting to meet you. I've enjoyed your blog posts, or I noticed that you went to this thing or that thing, and I saw your tweet about that. That will impress them that you've done your homework.
Taking an interest in that person.
Right.
Absolutely. It's taking an interest. So in the book, what I do, Jim, is share some practical engagement strategies,
right.
I call it that.
Right.
So it's all very well being strategic with your earlier question about how you start. Everybody says that it's right. What I say, basically, it's no point just being strategic. You've got to put some tactical action against your strategies to make it work with less is more in mind. Using this, you know, great tool of social media, regardless of whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever is applicable for your business, using that effectively to make that impact.
And
remember
see,
what
this,
I was saying before the break?
This is
impact
how...
Impact over noise.
Yeah, this is how you... This is what's replacing, John, what you and I used to call co-calling. What we were just talking about... Where you and I used to be able to go out and knock on a door and walk up, you know, knock on the door and say, hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? You can't get through the door like that anymore. You've got to go through this. You've got to use these other tools to get introduced to people so that you get through and aren't considered part of the noise.
Totally. And it's taking that interest in your prospect, your customer, somebody in your network. So when you actually lift that phone up, instead of, you know, having that cold calling mindset, you know, don't bring up the weather and trivia like I said, even over the phone, is actually mention their blog, their tweet, or their LinkedIn update.
Right.
Take an interest in them. Talk about it briefly. And then if you want to take it to another level, of course do so.
Right.
You know, in that conversation. It's breaking the ice.
Mm-hmm. Say that again.
And social media enables you to do that.
Less noise and more what? How did you say that?
Well, basically what I say is that there seems to be, and I think this is only the start really, Jim, is that there's a lot of hype and noise in the world of social media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even outside of it, the whole buzz, there's going to be more and more as more people basically engage or make the noise.
Right.
It's how then you can actually cut through that and get noticed for the right reason. So impact over noise.
Accelerate your social media. Get more impact and be less part
Absolutely.
Of the noise. With John Coupland, and that's by the way, that's Coupland. John, come back again real soon.
I'd love to. Thank you very much,
We'll see you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. The book is Accelerate Your Social Media, wherever books are sold.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.